The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Finding this relaxed and alert posture supports our ability to be present. Relaxation and alertness are not opposites. Sometimes we can have that kind of, we can set that up as if I'm relaxed, it means I'm not really paying attention. But actually, I find that the more I relax, the more natural this capacity for awareness is. And so it can help to start with a kind of a conscious scan through the body, relaxing. First, relaxing the muscles of the body, relaxing the head, the face, neck and shoulders. Relaxing the arms and hands. All the muscles around the chest and upper back. Relaxing the stomach, the abdomen, middle and lower back, hips, legs and feet. And sometimes it's also possible to soften inside the body, soften some of the visceral area. You might find it possible to relax inside the throat, for instance. Maybe the inside of the throat can relax. Maybe the heart. Can relax. Maybe the stomach and the intestines can relax. Actually, this interior relaxation is often my shortcut for relaxing in the body. That's where I find the most support for relaxing in the body, this inner relaxation. Perhaps, too, we can let go of mental tension. Worries, concerns about past or future. But this time, setting those concerns aside. This stretch of time where we'll be sitting together. There's not much you need to do. There's nowhere you need to go. And so perhaps you can let go of some of those worries and concerns, at least for this time. As the body and mind relax, as the body relaxes, it helps the mind to relax. And as the mind does relax, that mental tension is released. the most natural thing our system does when it's relaxed and present is to be aware of what's happening right here and right now. Here and now. Here in this location, this body. Now, in this moment, in this time. Are you aware? And in this moment, what is the most obvious experience? Just beginning there. It may be physical sensation. It might be the breath, if you've worked with the breath a lot, but it doesn't have to be. It might be something you're hearing or feeling. Just taking that in. What's most obvious in this moment? And then attuning to the fact that it's whatever you're paying, whatever is obvious, there is some kind of changing nature to it. The breath changes, goes in and out. Body sensations, you touch into them, you might notice there's some fluctuation there. Just attuning to whatever's here. Another thing that can change is what is obvious. We don't have to try to hold on to any particular thing. Aware in this moment, perhaps body sensation, and in the next moment of perhaps sound. Noticing the attention shifting, the attention changing. It's fine if this simple receiving the next most obvious experience feels easeful, natural, supportive for you. This is an entire practice in its own right. And for some, it's a little simpler to attune to one particular area of experience, such as hearing or the breath or maybe just the sense of the body sitting here. In our practice, we're exploring what it means to stabilize or establish mindfulness. We can do that by attuning to one particular experience, stabilizing there. Or we can stabilize awareness with knowing this changing, dynamic experience of being human. Allowing yourself to connect with experience in a way that allows you to begin to stabilize mindfulness, even for a few moments at a time. The mind will wander, it will get lost, and at some point it will come back. You'll be aware mindfulness has returned. Seeing if that moment of mindfulness returning can be met with relaxation. And opening to here and now again. Witnessing this unfolding human experience. It is an unfolding. It is a process that we experience. The process of breathing, of feeling, sensing, hearing, all processes doing their job naturally without our needing to be in charge. This system, this human system, this human being feels, is aware, experiences. The system does this very natural unfolding process. And so, can there be a sense of settling back? Being with this unfolding process rather than trying to control some aspect of it.